Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Pretty Basic.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to your absolute favorite podcast on the internet, Pretty Basic. I'm your co-host, Alicia Marie.
And I'm your co-host, Remy Cruz.
I'm just confused. I don't know how we are already at the end of 2023.
Mm-mm.
But on top of that, we're at close to the end of Pretty Basic season 5.
That is beyond crazy. Yeah, that's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the time went. I think it just is a thing of getting older. The years go by faster and faster and faster. But I mean, I need the world to just like slow a bit. It's just, it's really too much. It's too much.
Okay, but here, this is where I get confused. Is time as a whole moving faster for everyone?
I think so, because even when I talk to my parents, they're like, where did this year go? So I'm like, okay, it's a universal experience. I think it has to do with getting older, and then also maybe just social media, maybe just the way that the world is, just things are so quick. Our attention spans are so short. Things go really quickly now. Trends are too fast. Like everything just is like at a hyper speed now.
Yeah, it must be a mix of everything. Because honestly, the fact that I'm going to be turning 31 in a few months is absolutely insane and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Next year is technically like the last year of my 20s. And I feel very, I'm excited for my 30s. I am. And I think I'm very lucky because I've watched Ash grow into her 30s. I'm now watching you grow into your 30s. Like having people around me who are going through it, I think made it seem a lot less scary than mm-hmm. what I used to think. Like I remember when I first met you guys, and I think Ash must've been like 28 at the time. I remember thinking like, oh my God, she's so old and she's so wise and like has all this experience. And then when she turned 30, I was like, oh my God, she's 30. Like she's such a woman. Yeah. And now I'm like, I'm right there. I'm in the same spot that she was when I first met her. And I feel, I'm like excited for my life journey, but I'm also really sad that my 20s are going to be over and I'm never going to have that again. That's, I'm more focused on that idea than like anything else of like, wow, I'm never going to be in my 20s again, ever again.
What's crazy too is I feel like you out of everyone, you have lived your 20s.
See, I think that, but also like, I think more in the like clinging on to like controlling, like once I'm done, on February 8th, 2025, I'm done. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's over.
Yeah, but then you're starting a whole new thing.
I know. And I appreciate that. And I'm very much, I'm way less scared for my 30s than I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like, my mom is literally turning 60. Sorry, mom, if you don't have to say anything. She looks amazing.
21.
She's turning 21 for the, what is that? 48th time. No, but she, my parents look amazing, but it's just crazy because when we're talking, I'm also like, they're not even old.
No.
Like I know they're not old and they're so like sprightly and take care of themselves and all these things. But I'm just like, it's so wild that I feel like I look at my mom who's turning 60 and I'm like, she's so young. And then I think about turning 30 and I'm like, I'm so old.
Growing up is scary and it's so weird, but it's crazy because I'm looking at you and I'm like, oh my God, you've lived your 20s. Like you had your party era. you're leaving your 20s with a ring on your hand. Like you've traveled. I feel like you've done so many things. But
I feel very blessed. Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally. But also maybe because now I'm just so much wiser because I'm on the other side.
Yeah, because you're in it.
I feel like 20s, there's so much pressure on everyone in their 20s to figure out their life and have everything together. I feel like the majority of my quarter life crisis was not knowing who I am or what am I going to do. And it's like, no one ever knows. Like, no one knows when they're in their 30s or their 40s or their 50s or their 60s. Like, your life is about constantly trying to just be present in the day that you're given, you know? Wow, that sounds so like...
I'm processing what you said, but it's true. No, it's so true. I think also when I think about turning 30, which I still have a full year, and that's like a year is a long time, even though I know we got onto this topic because years go by so quickly. Mm-hmm. I still have a full year ahead of me. I still have a year and 3 months. And I also think about how I keep thinking about turning, getting into my 30s. I'm like, oh my God, like it's my, like my 20s are over. It's my 30s. It's my 30s. When I really think about the day that I turned 20 up until this day right now, it is, that's like such a long part of my life. So I know like obviously my 30s are going to feel long, but also when you take a look back, it's also very short.
When I turned 30, I remember thinking, wow, in 10 years, hopefully if I, you know, live to be 40, I can look back and I'll feel the same way that I felt about 20 when I was hitting 30. Like I was like, oh my God, 20. I was such a baby. I thought I knew everything. And I was like, I'm going to say the same thing about myself in 10 years about when I'm turning 40, of how much just I've grown in my 30s. And this is the start of all that. And it's kind of, it's like fun when you look at it that way.
For sure. I'm like not the type on our, like on an annual birthday to be like, what did I learn this year? Like, I'm just not super introspective in that way, unless I like really want to, or like we're doing a birthday dinner and like talking about it. But like, I don't just actively think about that stuff. But I will say, looking back on the past decade was obviously, but very transformational. And that I think about a lot, of like how much I've experienced, how much I've learned about myself. I had a really nice conversation with my aunt the other night because I was very frustrated with something going on in my family. And my aunt, I was really trying to work it out with myself. And I'm someone who, when I have something going on in my head, I just have to vocalize it. I just have to say it out loud.
You do.
I just have to talk about it and then I'm fine.
Yeah.
And so I was just like talking it out, just like saying how I felt, and then I was fine. And she said something to me that just like, when she speaks to me, I hold it to such a high regard because I love her so much. But she was just like, Remy, there are so many things, like she's like, the past decade, or like I've seen you in your 20s now, because obviously when she was there when I was 18 and like hormonal and going through all the puberty things and like on my own for my first time and all these things, she's like, I've been able to see you for the past decade learn so much about you, and also just learn different tactics and just come to a full understanding and just like understand people and understand yourself in a way that like, she's like, even like myself doesn't understand yet. And that meant a lot to me because I think it was just, I don't know what it was that caused it, but just like wanting to stick up for myself in more situations.
I love that.
It meant a lot. It like right in the heart. I love you, Auntie.
What do you feel like the main thing you've learned in your 20s is?
To champion for yourself. Because I think I so, even like in every regard from like the doc, like going to the doctor, I, like that really stuck with me this year, obviously with all the doctor stuff going on. And I remember talking to my mom and she was like, Rem, you have to like, you have to speak up for yourself. You have to tell them you want this. And I was like, but they're doctors. They should know. And she's like, Rem, like, yes, they have like, obviously I'm sure they want the best for you, but they have how many other patients, how many other things, their own lives going on. Mm-hmm. Like you have to be the one to ask for this, or you have to be the one to like ask about this. And so in like, from everything from like a doctor to relationships to whatever, like sticking up for myself, because no one's going to have your back. Like, you have your back.
I relate to that so hard. I was just talking to Ashley about doctor visits and stuff, and how growing up, my mom would always second guess the doctor, or like just throw a question out there to the point where I felt like it was disrespectful and I was embarrassed. I'm like, Mom, stop. There's a doctor. Yeah. Like, they know.
Yeah.
Time and time again, as I've gotten older, I not only understand why she did that so much, I can't even understand. And then the level of it being your kid versus you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still at the trying to do it for myself situation. Uh-huh. But now, the amount of this, oh my God, this is the perfect thing. We're going to segue into a story because like the craziest thing happened this weekend.
Okay.
Oh my God. But now I respect it because obviously you know your body the most, you know, and it doesn't matter. Even if you have the best doctor in the world, if you aren't speaking up and questioning things or be like, well, I know you're hearing this, but like this actually hurts more. Like just like very vocalizing what you need.
Yeah.
How do they know to give it to you? And the same thing, oh my God, in relationships or whatever, like you have to vocalize that kind of stuff. But the craziest thing happened to my mom this weekend.
Not Chris. Good or bad?
Mama Marie.
Good.
Overall good.
Okay, so good.
You love a little like spoiler for that reason.
I'll get into that after. I just learned recently, but yes.
Oh my God.
Please.
So my mom was rear-ended last Friday.
Okay.
So she was at a stoplight and this truck completely just like hit her, like didn't stop at all, right?
She was his brake.
She was the brake.
I've been there.
And then because of that, she hit the person in front.
Oh no.
Not horrible, but yeah. Usually the person in the middle gets the worst whiplash because it's like you get hit from the back
and the front,
you know?
Yep.
So she texts Ashley and I, and it's so weird. Like instantly you can just get a text and everything changes. Like I love it, but I hate it. But the text being like, I'm okay, but, and then there's a paragraph. I was like,
what just happened?
But she was saying, I'm okay, but I just got rear-ended. It was pretty hard. The driver said he fell asleep, but then once the cops came and everything, the cop was like, this isn't adding up because he was definitely probably on his phone. Because do you see the tire marks? If he was asleep, he wouldn't have braked at all. But he did brake because the tire marks on the.
And also, they can easily check cell towers. Like if your phone was active, then
yeah. Which I get people freaking out, but so that was just the first thing, right? But she was a little shooken up. She was okay. Luckily, it was close to where my parents live. So my dad was, he came over like right away, but they were on the side of the street for a while. The car got completely totaled. Like her car was done.
Damn.
I know. And it was just, you know, it's always just a lot and stuff, but luckily everyone was okay, but wasn't really sure exactly what happened with the guy behind. He definitely wasn't falling asleep. I'm assuming he was on his phone. I don't know. Just wasn't paying attention. So my mom's neck's kind of starting hurting a little bit. And I was like, hey, like you make sure to go to the chiropractor or something, especially because insurance is going to be involved. Mm-hmm. And my advice to anyone who gets in an accident, even if you don't feel like you need to go get it checked out, like get it checked out because most of your symptoms won't even come up for a few days because one, you have adrenaline going on, your body's like in fight or flight. And even though you're like, no, I feel fine. Usually a few days later, that's when you're going to start feeling like muscles or whatever, you know, so always get it checked. But there's always a line with insurance where they're like, well, you didn't get it checked right away.
No, when I got into that, same thing happened to me in college, literally totaled. Was she on the 251?
No.
Boo. Imagine it was the exact same spot. I had the same thing. And I was just like, I'm fine, mom and dad. Like, I don't need to go to the chiropractor. I don't need to go to the doctor. They're like, please go. Please go. And I remember because of the adrenaline, the day that I got hit, I was fine. The next day, I've never felt pain like that in my life. Like I can always remember, I could not move. Any little micro movement was the most, like, it felt like sharp shooting pain. And now, like years later, I have so many neck problems. I went to a chiropractor a couple of years ago and they did x-rays and she was like, your like whole spine is all off solely because of probably that one accident.
I went to a chiropractor, they did x-rays and he was like, oh, I can tell you were in an accident a few years ago. And I was like, how'd you know?
But they can tell. Okay. But
no, you're good. That was so interesting. So the next day she goes to the chiropractor and he's like, yeah, I definitely think we should get an MRI because I feel like there's some sort of like pressure or swelling going on, but like you should really get that checked. Being the kid now, realizing your parents aren't indestructible and like they're older. And even though she's in her 60s, but like she's still young overall. But I'm like, oh my God, like you're so frail now. Yeah. Like I'm like, make sure you're good.
Yeah.
So Ash and I are like, go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. So she goes to this MRI place that was like a referral of someone. She goes and they do the MRI and they say, okay, we're going to have the results in a day or two. And we just had yours. So I was like, okay, yeah, like she'll probably find out a little bit, maybe find out more later. Then the next day they call again. They're like, hey, like we're still waiting on the results, but we really, really can tell that there's like some brain damage or like internal swelling in your brain. Like we really think you need to get this other scan. I think it was a CT scan, but I'm not positive. And because this was an accident, like you really need to push for settlement. Like you could get a lot of money for, like these are going to be expensive. And start freaking out my mom. And she's like, oh my God, like one, that anything brain related is terrifying. Like just hearing brain swelling, just hearing brain like damage or anything like that.
Course.
And she got hit. Like it wasn't super, super hard, but it also wasn't like a little.
Did her
like,
airbags deploy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. So it was like medium, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, she's like, okay, well, like, do we have the results yet from the MRI? They're like, no, it's still processing something, whatever. Then they call again and they're like, hey, we really think you need to use, like pressuring her to use their lawyers for a settlement against.
Who's calling? The doctor?
This MRI place, right?
Weird.
Is saying, hey, we're like really pressuring her to use their attorneys to have a settlement because she could have like life damage from this accident.
Yeah.
And she's like, weird. She's texting in the family chat. The first thing I go is like, if you're using any attorney, it's not theirs. Like, yeah. why the fuck? Like, they just want money. Yeah. Like, this is sketch.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And all in this time, they're like, yeah, we're still waiting for the results. I was like, it has been over 48 hours. You have the results. Like, what the fuck? Right? Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So then my mom's like, no, like, I'm not going to do that, whatever. And I'm like, mom, it's so clear to me. They just want you to use their attorneys so they get money in this settlement.
Yeah.
Like, also, this was some random MRI place. Because again, it wasn't even like her normal like history or like doctor, hospital, whatever. It was like through a referral, et cetera, whatever. At this point, Ashley and I are pissed. We're like, mom, you need to go get a second opinion because she taught us right. I'm like, you need a second opinion. She ends up making an appointment to go to the normal hospital that she always goes to for bigger things where she's gotten like biopsies and all that kind of stuff done. Which is a little bit further. So she goes, but she ended up having to sit all day because obviously like when emergencies come in, those take priority.
Yeah.
So she was so cute. She's just like reading her Bible in the waiting room
for hours.
Like, I was like, you didn't bring anything else. Like, you know, like headphones.
Gotta get her a Kindle.
Anything. Kindle. Oh my God. The book was massive. But she's just like chilling. So she finally gets seen by the doctor.
That's so sweet.
I know. They do their own MRI scan. So they do another one. Come to find out, she finally gets her results. The doctor calls and is like, you are fine. They're like, your brain is fine. You have no brain swelling. Like, you have no, like, truly, you are so healthy. And they're like, that other doctor place is so corrupt. And like, you need to report them to the medical board because they should not be in practice. And they have definitely taken advantage of a lot of people. Like, you need to, like, that's so sketch. They're like, you have absolutely no brain swelling. Like, they lied. They completely lied. Like, she got scammed.
No, I have so many questions. Is she going to call the medical board?
Oh, 1,000%.
Beautiful. Is the friend that referred her, do they think they're dying?
They had no idea. And they were like so apologetic. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah, like, but like, have they been told they're dying or something crazy? Like, have they experienced that?
No, but I don't, not that I know of.
That'd be my first question. I'd be like, is your friend, are they okay?
So she literally got scammed from a doctor who basically said she was pretty much dying.
Like, champion for yourself, people.
Just ask questions, like, and get a second opinion. I think that's the biggest thing.
Poor thing, though.
It's just so sad that that's even in the world.
All right, guys, it's the holiday season, which means that we are going to be spending a lot of time with family, hearing a lot of stories that we probably have already heard. I am the queen of retelling stories over and over to everybody. And I always tell Cal, I need to get new stories because honestly, I've told every story 100 times to him at this point. But if you guys are like me, have you ever wanted to help your loved ones document all these timeless stories? It can be challenging to write an entire book of life memories, but StoryWorth makes it fun and easy. And this is how anyone can write a book about their life. I honestly think this is such a cute holiday gift, or if you guys are spending time with the family this season, it's a great little fun activity to sit around together and enjoy these stories and just have a nice little life memento, something you can look back, something tangible to hold forever. Every week, StoryWorth will email your loved one a single life-related question that you pick from their collection, like what's the bravest thing you've ever done? What is the farthest you've ever traveled? And all they have to do is reply with a story. And then after a year, StoryWorth will compile your loved one's stories, memories, and even any photos in a gorgeous hardcover book. And it's basically an amazing keepsake that you can keep passing down through your families. As someone who doesn't have the best memory, I feel like this is such a great way to just remember all these beautiful memories that I have. And I think it could be a really fun tradition to work into your life every year to have a gift for the family if you guys want to split it up or if everyone individually wants to have one and then you can go through the books together during the holiday season. Again, I think it's an amazing gift to give someone this year. Help your family share their story this holiday season with StoryWorth. Go to storyworth.com/prettybasic today and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/prettybasic to save $10 on your first purchase. StoryWorth.com/prettybasic.
Hinge is the dating app designed to be deleted. Why? Because Hinge gives you a sense of someone's personality and lets you share your own. You actually get to know potential dates through their unique answers to prompts. Plus, you get a sense of someone's dating intentions and what they're looking for. I think that is my absolute favorite part about Hinge. You can actually have a little DTR defining the relationship with someone before you're even going on your first date, which can save a lot of heartache.
I don't know if you know this, but you can actually change your status on your Hinge profile to what exactly you're looking for. And this is so nice on both ends, because if you're looking to just have fun, maybe you just got out of a relationship and you're not wanting to be in a relationship anytime soon, you can literally put that you're looking for a short-term relationship, or you could even put that you're looking for marriage or looking for a long-term relationship, open to a short one. Like, there are so many different options. Like, obviously, yes, everyone wants something. That's why you're on a dating app, but everyone's something is different. And it's so nice because then you don't waste someone's time. Like, if I've come across guys who've liked me, but it says they're looking for marriage, and I just know, as much as I would like to say I'm there, I know I am not there, and I don't want to waste their time. I don't want to play with their feelings. So it's just easy to like not match and not even go on that date if we're just at two different points in life. Also, I don't know any other dating app that says they're designed to be deleted. Like, they actually want you to find love and to find a relationship, which I think is totally true, because obviously our girl Remy, you know, the ring on her finger speaks volumes. Her and Cal met on Hinge. My sister Ashley and her boyfriend of 2 years met on Hinge. And I hope I'm next. Anyways, download Hinge and find someone worth.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Deleting the app for.
Do you remember when in like quarantine, I was having back pain. I started getting this like random back pain. I got this random back pain. And I was like, man, I must have like pulled my back out or something. So I'd have Cal take the Theragun and go, like a high speed on my, like my lower back every day. And I was like, it's not getting better. I don't understand what's happening. Oh my God, ice heat. Finally, I called the doctor, but because it was COVID, they weren't like letting people go in unless it was like obviously a really big emergency. So I'm just like doing my first teledoc appointment ever. And I was like, hi, I don't know what's going on, but like, it was like my lower back, like it's not getting better. I keep like pounding it with a Theragun every day. It's not going away. And they were like, I think you have a kidney infection. And it was. Fun fact, your kidneys are in your back. Every day, go, like highest speed.
No.
So basically I got some meds. I was totally fine after a little bit. But now I'm aware.
About that.
But yeah, like lower back, that's where they are. And so,
wait, so the Theragun didn't help.
No,
right?
I think it made it significantly worse. And then I think like the heat and ice wasn't helping it. Yeah. Like, I don't think it was probably good.
Well, I mean, that's what you do for a back.
I thought I'd pull my back out. Yeah. Like normal, which I do like not super frequently, but like, it's not. Remember that time I was picking up the box, my back went out with you?
Wait, that was like, wait, where were you?
I was in your laundry room. Like that, I was just telling someone that happened the other day, but because they were like, oh, my like back gave out. I was like, oh my God, this one time.
No, this was so funny, but it's because I thought it was fake. Like it was so fake.
It was so dramatic.
No, it was so dramatic, but like I could tell it was real, but yeah. I was like, it almost seems fake.
No, Alicia got sent like a bunch of candy. So we were like little feral rats going through it. And I like had I was standing, so I just like hinged over, like I didn't bend my legs. And then as I hinged over, like one of my vertebrae like fully went out and I like collapsed to the ground.
But it was like slow motion where like her head whips back and the box falls and like I just see her extensions flying and she's like, ah, like the noise you made. I was like, are you good?
That was spot on. That's exactly. No, yours was better.
Like, it was so funny.
Yeah, no, I have some back issues. It's totally fine. But anyways, kidney infection. Moved on with my life, but I told obviously everybody that I knew like, hey, your kidneys are in your back, be careful. And so maybe like 6 months later or so, it's still COVID going on. And my aunt had called me and was like, hey, how did you get that medication for your kidneys? Because I think I have the same thing going on. And I was like, oh, I just called them, told them how I felt, what was going on. And I think they like mailed me the medication or something. She was like, okay, sweet. And then a little time went by and she ended up calling the same, we both have the same insurance. So she called the same doctor essentially and was like, hi, I'm having these symptoms. My niece just had a kidney infection. I think it's just a kidney infection. Can you get me some medication? And they were like, oh, and they asked a few more questions. They're like, actually, I think that you should come in to the hospital. And she's like, okay. It's like crazy COVID obviously at this time. So she goes into the hospital and I don't know if it was the emergency. I think it was the emergency room actually. And you couldn't bring anybody in obviously to the hospital at that time. So she goes in and she's in the emergency room and just like waiting forever. And they like run a test of some sort and they didn't have the full results back yet. They just like, they ran some, I don't know. I should ask her exactly which test, I forget, but they ran some tests. They're like, and she's waiting and waiting for results. And like the doctors are literally in hazmat suits at this time. And she's all alone and she doesn't feel well. And she's like, what's going on? And so the results aren't fully in, but they had enough of a result for them to guess what's going on. I'm so sorry. Don't guess if you're giving me results of something for my health. Like, please wait till you have the full result before you.
Well, that's why they're so strict about like a nurse can't tell you.
Yes.
You
know? I told her like, is this a lawsuit or something? Because they come over, she's all alone and they're like, hi. So we don't have the full results yet, but we can concur. She said they walked up so like solemnly and we're all sad. And we're just like, I don't think they had told her anything yet. They first asked her, do you want to see a priest, pastor, something religious, where she's like, oh, am I fucking dying? They're like, we don't have the results yet, but we can concur. You have pancreatic cancer, which as we all know is like, it's fatal. And I don't believe there's like much you can do depending on especially like what stage it's at. So she's obviously like freaking the fuck out. Results come in. She's still a cancer, but it was a different kind of cancer, one of which that she's been able to beat. But like, can you believe that? Like, can you imagine a doctor in a hazmat suit being like, yeah, we don't have the results yet, but like, you want to talk to a priest? Isn't that crazy?
What's crazy is I remember you telling me this story, obviously, when it happened, but I like completely forgot that they said the wrong one.
Yeah. Can you like, I believe that has to be a lawsuit. I feel like she went fully home that night thinking she's going to die. Like that's horrible.
Oh.
Anyways, champion for yourself.
Well, also you slightly casually mentioned that she fought it. And
yes. Love. Yay.
We have to, that's so exciting.
She's so strong. It's really crazy because I've had quite a few people in my life this year and last year go through obviously like chemo and the diagnosis and all these sorts of things and surgeries and all these things. And I swear the people that I know who have gone through it, and I feel like everyone can attest to this, are like, first of all, the people that deserve it the least. Mm-hmm. And then also the strongest people who are so, just like so genuinely strong throughout it. They're like, I've got this. And like, I'm so proud of them. And obviously like, I'm so astounded by their strength throughout the whole thing because I'm like, you don't deserve this. And also like to have the mindset that everyone that I know who has gone through it has, mm-hmm. it's just beyond me. It's astounding to me.
I feel like a huge part of it is everything you come to terms with, like what's actually important or like what matters. And I can't imagine how much dumb shit I freak out over when like in the grand scheme of things, it's so minuscule, you know?
Don't even get me started. I know. When I get in my head about a lot of things, I have to remember that. Or just going to bed, like thinking about how privileged and lucky I am to be in a safe bed and health, like have my health. It's something that I'm trying to remember. But rewinding back, because we got on this topic because you asked me what's the one thing that I like took away that I take away most from my 20s. Yes, I want to ask you, what's the one thing that you took away most from your 20s?
I think the biggest thing is like my 20s were really broken down into two parts, like before the burnout and after the burnout, like me, like 20 to 25 and then 25 to 29. I really feel like a huge part of my 20s was me just realizing that I'm enough as I am and I don't have to like be on or like, I don't have to be someone or even in different friend groups or whatever. It's like figuring out, oh, do they like me? Or just catering my whole life to everyone else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like was the first half of my 20s. And then the second half was realizing like, I don't need to be something I'm not. And I know it sounds so cliche. Like, I think I really have wasted, probably if you could add up all of the time I've wasted like worrying about other people, even people I don't give a shit about, like, what are they going to think of what I'm wearing? Or what are they like? It could be as little as that.
You don't even know. Yeah.
Like, I've probably wasted years, if you added up all the time, of me just constantly thinking of how I'm perceived to other people, not in a vanity way and like a, almost in a self-conscious way.
No, yeah. Like a way,
very
yeah.
insecure way. But I think all of that was just me not knowing who I was. I feel like especially not allowing myself to find out who I was. Like, I felt like, oh, this sounds so, maybe I just lived in a bubble my whole life. Like when I turned 20, I was like, okay, cool. This is how I am my whole life. Like I just assumed that was Alicia forever.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, oh, she was a baby, you know?
But that's like so normal, especially when you're like a teenager, early 20s, you're like, I've got it all figured out. And then every year it's like you gain a little bit more humility and a little more self-awareness, but
literally
it's true. I mean, I still struggle with that on the daily, but I feel like every day I'm getting a little better. And I'm really thinking when I hit my 30s, I hope, and I've heard that's a general kind of realization that people have in their 30s is like, I've learned to just like live for me and I cannot wait to get there, and I'm getting there slowly. But I was hanging out with one of my friends who's a mommy influencer recently, and I was asking her, I was like, how do you do it? Because at the trajectory in which I'm going now, I am going to be a mommy blogger, blogger, solely because I just can't imagine not vlogging. But also if I have a baby, I don't want the vlogs. I don't ever want to be an Ace family or like even just a good family vlogger. But I don't want it to revolve.
Lucky for us, I feel like the first wave of like mommy vlogger, family vlogger kind of like died down. And now people are realizing, oh, I do want more privacy, whatever. Like we only saw it as one way, which was very entertainment focused.
Yes.
Whether those were right or wrong.
Yeah.
And now even Lauren Giraldo, I'm like, you look like such a hot mom, and like there's privacy there, but like you're still vlogging your life.
Yes.
But it's not about your kid.
I don't want it to be. I agree. And Sierra Schulte too. Like, I don't want my vlogs to be all about being a mom. I want my vlogs to be still like my life. And then like, obviously a part of that is being a mother, but like, there's also a part of me that is a friend and a daughter and a sister and, boss and all those sorts of things. So yes, but I did ask her, I was like, how do you deal with all of the criticism? Because being I see for her and just in general, like every mom I understand thinks that they know, or every parent or every just person thinks they know what's best for a child in general. And so obviously there's a lot of like, oh, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. I mean, in real life. And then also it's amplified online. So basically I was just like, how do you do it? Like, so many voices saying that, you know, some people do this, you're doing this wrong, or the other people are like, oh, I do it also, this way or whatever.
It's not like, oh, you tied their shoelace a different way. It's like, oh, you're doing it wrong and they're going to die if you don't. Like, it's
exactly very extreme.
It's just like, I don't know.
And very little grace is given, I think, from what I can see. Granted, I haven't experienced it, but from all my mom friends that I've talked to, who are influencers or not, like there's always just outside noise. And that's just unfortunately what it, I guess, being a parent. But I was like, how do you do it? And she was like, honestly, I've come to learn, and I just have to remember that I know what's best for my kid. Mm-hmm. That's just it. Point blank, period. People can have their opinions if they want, and they can raise their kids however they'd like. But at the end of the day, no one knows my kid like I know it, or them. And so I don't need to listen to that. I don't need the outside noise. Like, it's going to come no matter what, because it comes with the territory, but I don't need to take it into account. And I was like, and she was saying before she had her kid, so much of her life, she was in a similar place where we are. I think because we can be and are selfish right now, because all we have to do is worry about ourselves right now. But when you have a baby, that's your world. That's what you worry about day and night and every single second of the day. So you don't even like necessarily think about yourself as much anymore because you're living for this other being, and it's your job to keep this being alive. All to say, she was like, I just had this switch when she had her kid, boom. She was like, I had so much self-worth. I found all this self-worth. I like these maternal instincts, like everything kicked in. She's like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know what I'm doing.
I was going to say, mother's intuition's real. Also, sometimes I don't know if it's just the social media bubble that we're all in now. Sometimes I feel like people forget mothers have had kids for centuries without Google. You know what I mean? Like we can
figure it out.
Again, I'm not there, obviously, and I have no idea. And I'm sure I'm going to research and Google the shit out of everything for my kid, because I do. Yes, I will for sure do that.
It's really interesting though, like obviously seeing my brother with a baby and being around my mom with my brother and the baby, because when he was first born and was like a newborn, it would be like all of us together, and Shane would be like, oh, you know, like things have changed a lot since we were kids. My mom was like, oh my God, we used to do like, you know, no, I don't think they did tummy time when we were babies. And now tummy time is very important. And so he's just like, it's so funny. Like things are obviously, as decades have gone on, they have so much more science and they learn so many more things. So even a few years when we have babies,
it's going to be so different.
And it was like a lot for my mom. She's like, oh my God, like there's so much that they know now that they didn't know when we were born.
Yeah.
They didn't even have the internet. So like,
yeah.
Crazy.
I am. I'm happy and so excited for you to be a mommy blogger. I'm a little nervous for me.
Are you going to be a mommy blogger too?
Well, that's where I'm like, I can't picture me not vlogging. We've always vlogged our life. Yeah. And it was easy. It was so easy when we were in college to be like, oh, I would never do family vlogs. But it's like, we're at that point where we're like, shit, we've always vlogged our life, you know?
So I like so much enjoy vlogging. I love vlogging. Mm-hmm. So, and it'd be weird if I just, I mean, not weird, actually. I think people also respect it. Like they would respect it. I was like, I just don't even want to like mention even being having a kid. But it's hard when so much of our lives are revolved.
I just pictured you like, imagine in a year you're like, surprise, I have like a 2-year-old. Like that would be so crazy.
That'd be baller though. I love that.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I would love that.
Yeah, it's interesting though, because even the way people show their kids online are so different, and it's different for everyone. Some people choose to not show their faces at all whatsoever. Yeah. Some people will show their faces, but like maybe once in a while, or some people will like fully document every single thing and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
So I did see one thing recently, and it was saying how the initial family vlogger babies are about to be teenagers now. And someone was like, I'm waiting for the documentary to come out on family vloggers and like kids, because now they're going to be old enough to say their side of it.
That, as they should.
As they should.
And I'm here and listening.
I know, because now it's a debate, you know, should, if you're vlogging your child, should you be setting up some of the AdSense for their college? Like that way, it is very similar to Hollywood child stars, you know, who usually the parents took all the money and they grow up and they're like, wait, I have no money and I worked my whole life.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's so fucked up. But there are laws now in place, right?
Yes. I know it's not that much, but now there are laws involved. But I know Alison Stoner has a whole series about just Hollywood in general and as a child actor. So I know she articulates it so much better than anything I'm saying.
And she's one of those child stars that hit a certain age and didn't have much, right? Because her parents blew it.
Yeah, she explains her whole story and everything. But
like, imagine being the backbone of Disney and then having nothing from that.
And it's weird because obviously
cheaper by the dozen.
In order to make your child successful, most of the time whole families will move to LA or whatever for the kid. And obviously they need to make a living. But how much of it should be saved? How much of it, you know, like I feel like unfortunately these family vlogger kids are about to be in the same situation as a lot of these ex Disney Nickelodeon stars who are like, oh yeah, I made nothing off of that. I remember being, I said this on Joe Volpis's podcast. Do you remember that summit? Or was that YouTube summit that we went to? They don't really do them anymore. I mean, they kind of do. Where it was like that open Q&A and people were like basically having an open Q&A with the CEO, CMO of YouTube. It was so, at some points it was heated.
Yeah,
that was during the apocalypse.
And we were right behind like the most heated parents who were like,
we were like, I was there with my notebook. Like,
no, like, that was,
yeah.
Seems as though we need to get
but
some
things. But that was the year of apocalypse. So people are going like, my friends can't pay their rent. Like you've changed like everything. But one thing that I really loved, because Ryan's World, who's like the number one most earned.
My dream. Toy reviewer.
Toy reviewer. Full circle. Full fucking circle. His parents were there and I didn't know they were his parents at the time.
Oh, wow.
Because I remember hearing about Ryan and like he like makes the most money because then he was super young. This was years and years ago. But I remember they stood up and said, what are you doing to, what are you doing for the safety of these kids? Like you need to make,
yeah,
you know, and they're like, luckily we've set aside a lot of money for his future and his college tuition, but not every kid has that experience or has parents who are doing that. And I remember that was the first time I never worried about mommy vloggers or family vloggers. I was like, oh, that's not me. It doesn't apply to me. That was the first time where I was like, damn, what are you going to do? Like, what are these social platforms going to do to reinforce and make sure that there's regulations involved?
There's also only so much they can do. And that's what's fucked too.
So quickly after that is when they made it, if you're under 18, you can't comment.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the channels? I remember Haley Pham,
I think,
was 17 years old and she randomly got all her comments were disabled because she was a minor technically.
Yeah.
And she's like, this sucks. I have to wait till I turn 18 just to get comments back on my videos. But at least it was a step in the right direction of YouTube trying.
Doing something.
But then it's weird because then you see like North and Penelope and the Kardashians kids on TikTok. And I don't know, they're getting to that age where they can read comments now or like North will be on live. And it's like, you're seeing those comments.
You know what intrigues me about that situation? Total tangent. Kids need to be protected. Agreed. And I second that. And I second that. But
I feel like Legally Blonde. Dismissed.
And case adjourned.
I know I said I'm not going to procrastinate my holiday shopping this year. I say that every year, but my name is Alicia and I procrastinate everything in my life. So if you're like me, there's still time to find the perfect gift at Macy's last minute gift sale. I low key count on these last minute sales for my holiday shopping because they're really good deals. I mean, I can't complain with it. Now until Saturday, December 23rd, get an extra 20% off great gifts, including the latest wardrobe updates, makeup and skincare sets, the season's hottest toys, and everything else on their wish list. Now I know why I always procrastinate, because I get rewarded. I procrastinate and then I get an extra 20% off. See, now I'm feeling a little less bad about myself because we're working smarter. It's girl math, right? We're working smarter, not harder. We're going to take longer and maybe it causes a little stress sometimes, but we're going to get rewarded because we get more of a discount. We get more of a deal. And who doesn't love a sale? Like Remy says, nothing tastes better than a deal. Ashley, my sister, if you don't know, she has been loving that she's living back home with me now. You know, she moved out for a year. She moved back and I think she's loving it. Not from her words, but from her actions. Because I can't tell you how many times I sit down to do my makeup and a bronzer's missing or an eyeshadow palette's missing, a skirt's missing. Like, seriously, I think she's liking living back at home a little too much because my closet and my stuff is hers. We wear each other's stuff. So for Christmas this year, I think I need to get her some beauty stuff. Because she won't buy it for herself because she'll feel like it's too much and she doesn't need it, but she can just use mine, of course, obviously. However, I feel like she's really been into makeup more than ever. So I think I'm going to buy her some like nice luxe makeup. And obviously, you know, the Macy's beauty counter has everything and all you could ever need. So I'm definitely going to hit that up. Also, her birthday is on December 25th, if you didn't know. So I always have to make sure that I get enough gifts for her because I want to make sure if her birthday was any other time in the year, she would get the same amount of gifts then. So I'm going to be hitting up this Macy's sale because not only do I want that extra 20% off, but I need some extra gifts and I have to make sure that she gets her birthday presents and her Christmas presents.
I kind of think she might like one of the walking treadmill pads that I have. I am obsessed with mine and she uses it all the time. And I feel like she would just love to kind of have her own. Obviously, eventually she's going to move out again. So that could be a really cool thing she can take with her. She's also been loving red lately. She's been getting her nails red, wearing red lips more. And I really feel like she would really like a red bag. She really, really doesn't have colored bags because she's a neutral queen. She loves everything neutral. But I think a pop of color would be something really nice and also something she wouldn't necessarily buy for herself. And that cherry red is such a color for the season. I feel like she would love that. For my dad, I already bought one of his gifts, but I need one more. And I'm trying to decide between a massager or a speaker. And I've gotten him both in the past. I feel like they're always updating them. And both of his are like, I don't know, they're just kind of not out of date, but I definitely think he could use a new one.
Also, my dad's been really into like camping and outdoorsy stuff more than ever, especially cycling. Guys, he's like, he'll randomly do like 100-mile like bike rides. It's so crazy. That's been a huge new hobby for him the past like 2 years. And I know he always needs extra like layering things because they'll go super early in the morning and I know it's freezing. So I'll definitely be hitting up the sport / athletic wear for him this holiday season.
Okay, now on to my mom. I have to say, my mother is really hard to shop for because she's so content with everything and everything she has. She's not really into like fashion and beauty that much. She's just so content. I've gotten her things in the past. She always loves anything sentimental. So I'm like, I feel like the jewelry could be perfect. She does read a lot. So I'm thinking a reading light or something like that as a little gift she would love and actually use. Even just a new bedding, new sheets, that is something she will never buy herself. I think all of her past bedding has been gifts from Ashley and I because we're just like, we just always get her that because that's just something she would never think to like get herself. But more than anything, my mom loves anything meaningful or sentimental. So I feel like the jewelry at Macy's, top tier. She would love honestly anything. Maybe I'll get us like matching necklaces or matching rings. She would genuinely be so obsessed with that.
So happy shopping. There's still time for the perfect gift at Macy's last minute gift sale. Check out Macy's.com and use promo code GIFT to save today. Some exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details. Again, that's Macy's.com, promo code GIFT.
As you guys know, if you watch my vlogs, you saw that I recently chopped my hair and it truly has been such a game changer for my confidence. I never thought that I would love my hair this short, but I'm really focusing on just taking care of my hair and not only my hair health, but also my scalp health. And in comes Vegamore. I seriously have been loving their products. They are made with clean ingredients and give me visibly healthy hair and scalp. Seriously, guys, with Vegamore, I'm able to have visibly thicker, fuller, shinier, longer hair without all the harsh ingredients. The bottles are so, so cute. They're like a little light pink color. And all the products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. I personally have been trying out the Vegamore Grow Hair Serum, which has been absolutely amazing for my hair. I just put it right onto my scalp, massage it in, and I feel like it's already working so quickly. They also have shampoo, conditioner, so many different products. I personally have a bunch of people in my life who asked for the holidays for products to help with their hair growth. For instance, my sister-in-law just had a baby, and so she lost some hair through pregnancy. I also have somebody in my family who went through cancer last year and is currently in remission and lost their hair due to chemo, so they've been looking for different products to help them grow their hair, and I think it's just amazing for literally everybody. Truly, guys, if you're looking for healthier hair and a healthier scalp, Vegamore is the way to go. Give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, Pretty Basic listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/prettybasic and using code prettybasic at checkout. That's vegamore.com/prettybasic. Code prettybasic to save 20% off on your first order. vegamore.com/prettybasic. Code prettybasic.
I completely agree. I'm sure there's so much more that they can do, and I hope they're working towards that. I love that we went from mommy vloggers to that, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Also, something that intrigues me, again, complete tangent. North is on TikTok, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know like how much Kim is limiting her TikTok-ing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm intrigued by is like Kim's whole thing. And I think I love that this is like the general discussion or like opinion around this is like people are like, even if they're like, I don't like Kim Kardashian, I've never liked Kim Kardashian. The one thing that I see that everyone kind of agrees on is that she has done a great job at protecting her kids mm-hmm. from any of her feelings towards Kanye or the public's opinions of Kanye. But I get so many TikToks served to me about just like Kim and Kanye's history, things that like, you know, their fights, like so many random things, just like pop culture-y. But I always wonder like, what if that shows up on her For You page?
Oh, like if when North is on it?
Yeah. I've just literally thought this sometimes.
I don't know, dude. There has to be like settings, maybe.
But
also she's getting that age where regardless, she's going to be old enough to know. Like that's crazy. Even for Halloween, how North dressed up as Kanye, mm-hmm. like I can only imagine how much Kim probably didn't want her to do that. But she's like, that's your dad and I'm not going to tell you not to. You know,
I think she's, granted, we don't know everything. Obviously, we only see the public eye. But from what I can tell, it looks like she does a really good job at being a supportive mom.
Yeah. I also love how, I think the reason why everyone loves North's TikToks is because it's like the complete opposite of anything Kim would do. And you can tell the ones where she's like, mom, be in this with me. And she's like, oh my God, I have to do this. Like, I'm going to do it. But like, I love seeing that side of her.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Even just the interviews where Kim's like, ah, oh, North is my, what is the
word? Like she was put on this earth to humble her.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It was just so funny.
It's true.
It's crazy too. Cause now I can't picture like Kim without North.
Oh, I agree. Yeah,
you know,
fully.
Like, that's just so weird how genetics works. Like you're literally half of two people.
I know.
Like,
and what's crazy is like you and Ash have the same genetics and Shane and I have the same genetics. That's really crazy.
So my kid could have like blue eyes depending, right? Because I have a recessive gene.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
You just have to find another recessive.
Where are you at? Just kidding.
Find them. Wait, I had to tell you something crazy that I learned about me recently.
Oh.
Like before we started the story about your mom, I was like, I'm always looking up spoilers.
Yes.
If I'm watching a TV show, I'll be on season one, episode one, and I'll have to look up how it ends. I already know who ends up in Bachelor in Paradise. I ruined it for myself. I do it every time with every show, every book, everything. And I never questioned why I did it. But I know as we've discussed with the engagement and everything, I'm a control freak and I need to know what's happening at all times. But like, this was really interesting. I got a TikTok that was saying, if you also look ahead for spoilers. You can never be surprised.
A book.
It's a book, a movie or something. It's because you don't like the emotion of not knowing and then you don't like being unprepared for the emotion that it brings on. So like, what's a movie with like a big twist? Like,
Don't Worry, Darling.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I have to look that up beforehand because I don't like the feeling of the unknowingness. And I don't like the feeling of being sad at the end. I have to like prep myself before. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be sad. Isn't that interesting? But that's exactly how I feel. I hate movies. And Cal always laughs at me with any sort of conflict. If a movie could just be a Claritin commercial, like I'd be so happy.
No, that's literally why you watch Animal Planet.
Exactly. Well, no, not always, because sometimes they die and then that's upsetting.
Honestly, that's more sad than anything.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you just sit there and film them and let them die?
I just have so many questions because I feel like I didn't even realize that you always do that.
Yeah, I do. And sometimes I don't like it. Like I wish I didn't know who ends up in Bachelor in Paradise. I've been really kicking myself lately.
So question, if this was a therapy session, I could see your therapist telling you, you know, exposure therapy, go watch some movies and don't look up the ending.
Yeah.
And like sit in that
unknowingness.
Unknowing.
Yeah. It's not going to kill me to do it. I just like, don't like it.
That's so funny.
I could do it.
That makes so much sense. I know. Now.
Cause like I was really weird about the engagement and I've been trying to like think back, like how come you needed to know so much? And I think it's just, I don't like not being in on it on anything. And also I don't know. Maybe it's an Aquarius thing.
Feelings and I
don't go well.
No, but I only noticed that because the past few times I've had stories like, oh my God, this crazy thing happened. You're like, good or bad? And I'm like, oh, it's good. Don't worry.
I
and
then
you're
like emotionally okay, now prepared. I can hear.
Literally, even today when I was telling you my mom's story, that was another moment. I was like, oh my God, yeah, she does like knowing.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's bad, I don't want it to be bad, but I'm like, okay, at least I can like emotionally prep.
You don't want to sit there smiling.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, it's going to be bad. And I'm like anticipating it being bad.
So you are the prime example of like, hey, take a seat.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I just learned. Now I know.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Not as bad as Ollie. Ollie's really bad because he actually has like anxiety over it. Whereas I'm just like, what is happening?
Sounds like anxiety.
Actually, as I said that, it's true. He is like debilitating. Mine's just like, ooh, like, this
you can
sucks.
Do it.
Yeah. This
See, sucks. That's the journey's the best part.
I know. I'm working on it in therapy.
But that's why you like a rom-com.
Exactly.
Because they always end up, you can predict a rom-com.
I need a low stakes life. I need low stakes.
Remy.
I started Big Little Lies. Is that one?
Oh, it's so good.
Well, in the first season, episode one, I looked up how it ended. I was like, shit,
what?
That's crazy.
Succession?
Remy! I was like, damn, him? Oh, you know which one really got me? The Good Place.
The fact that I'm picturing you Googling them, like I've gotten spoilers because they come across my For You page or something like that, or someone says something or whatever, but I've never been like, how I did see the ending for The Good Place though.
Crazy good one.
Because it came up on my For You and I was like, I know I'm not going to watch this. Yeah, and yeah, I watched yeah. it and I was like, that's funny.
It was so good. I mean, I know I'm not alone though, because when I do look up my spoilers, you know how there's like the commonly asked question? Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. It's always, I know there's other people that do that. So I don't feel alone in that.
Okay, well, idea.
Exposure therapy.
Hear me out.
Again.
No, I'm kidding. Maybe next time we can have a group that you trust of people. Maybe Ashley should be in there because she's a good movie person.
Okay.
Where you say, hey, can I look up the ending? Because I feel like something like a Harry Potter. Did you look up the ending?
No, I didn't actually.
And you loved it, right?
And I loved it.
See, so maybe we can figure out like a...
Yeah, you're right. I think it's just when I feel... Oh, I probably did look up Harry Potter in the end. Cool. But it's okay. It's like when I just don't like feeling like immense emotion. I don't want to like be really sad.
Oh,
I don't want to be, I'll be really happy. I think I'm so scared to be really sad. Like if someone dies, I have to know. Like, oh my God, when Dumbledore, spoiler alert, dies.
Somebody doesn't care about spoiler alerts. Oh my God, like, yeah, like when he dies.
You know what I mean? It just makes me really sad. Or I'll be like, it will. I won't look it up, or I'll be with Cal and I'll be like, does he die? Does he die now? And he's like, shut the fuck up.
Okay. So many things. So many things. It just all makes sense to me. And I'm the complete opposite. Like when I'm sad, I want to listen to sad music. I want to cry. I'm like, I want to sob. I just like, sometimes I watch a movie and I'm like, I'm in the mood to sob. Like, what can I watch? Like, I
really,
yeah, to me, I can't imagine not wanting to feel. I want the plot twist. I want to be surprised, which brings us back to
we are just so different. And we are so different. And I love you. And we're
and I
so
love you,
different.
But we are just so different. This makes so much more sense and I love it.
Not liking what I don't know is coming. Roller coasters, you could never get me to go on a new ride because what the fuck is gonna happen? You know what I mean? Like that's my biggest fear.
Sorry, but if it's Disneyland, like you're good.
No, even then, well, even like down to like the turns and the spins, I don't know when it's going to turn or when it's going to drop. And I don't like that.
That's the best part.
I know.
Oh my God.
No, I don't know.
Well, my favorite thing about Remy is even if we do go to Disney, it doesn't matter how long the line is. You will wait in line.
Oh yeah.
With us.
It brings me so much joy to wait in line and then boop, boop, right to the exit.
Like,
bye.
You don't even get the enjoyment and the fulfilling moment of I waited 2 hours for this. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to hop on that roller coaster. It's going to be the best adrenaline rush ever.
To me, 98% of the time at theme parks are waiting in lines anyway. So like I just get 98% of the fun.
Also, it just makes, our whole friendship makes so much more sense now. Because I remember the first few times we went to Disney, we like hardly rode rides and we just would get food. And I was like, this is great. I love it. Like this is so slay. And then I remember thinking like, wow, we should at least hit like the credit coaster.
Like, we spent a lot of money on these tickets.
But it all makes sense.
Ollie and I just like, no, let thick.
I'm like, I'm gonna go on the single rider. Yeah.
And I encourage you to do
and
so.
And you do. And it's
and
great.
I think
so that's my
great.
Favorite thing about, like, you don't hold anyone back.
No, never. Never.
And if anything, you're like, okay, I'm gonna go get the snacks and I'll meet you here.
Who's gonna hold the bags? Where are you gonna put your bags?
And then you get the stroller for the bags.
Exactly.
No, truly, I just can't. Now I'm excited because when we're older and we'll have our kids,
yes,
I'll take them to Six Flags. And then
thank
you.
Thank God. I'll be home making a meal and you guys can come home and we can hang out and eat cookies.
Hang out, watch Animal Planet.
That'll be so fun. Wait, I want to talk about getting high last night because it was so funny. Well, let me just preface this. Nothing against weed at all, obviously. If it is legal, light that shit up if you want it. We don't like, aren't really into weed. Like I would say we probably, and not even, like I'll just drink. I saw someone commented on our video that was like, your little CBD drinks.
I saw that and I laughed.
No,
so
but it's
hard.
Like, it's true. Like my getting high is literally a drink that's like 5 milligrams of THC. And I'm like, good night and goodbye.
You're also a lightweight though, too, even with alcohol.
Truly. So. Yes.
Truly.
But Alicia and I hung out. We had a little like barbecue moment last night. It's because Ash and Jackson, well, long story short, at Stagecoach 2 years ago, I got drunk and I was like, Jackson loves his Traeger, his smoker. And I was like, Cal really wants a Traeger smoker. I think this would be good for cooking with Remy. One person tell me it's a good idea. And Jackson was like, it's a good idea. So I ordered a Traeger.
No, I have to interrupt.
Okay.
around this time you were like, oh, well, first of all, what really got us was we were smelling the best barbecue at Stagecoach.
Yes. Yes.
I think I left with someone to go to the like front for a second or get a drink. By the time I come back, you're like, I ordered one. And I was like, what? Weren't you just saying you were going to like borrow Jackson's or watch his or like figure out how to use it? And you're like, no, I bought one. I was like, sorry.
It just seems like more of work to like move it, liability, or break it. I have to buy him a new one and get me one. But I'm just kidding. But I did get a Traeger because Cal really wanted one. And I was like, I want smoked meats. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. I've had it for 2 years. And we've been talking about it for 2 years that Jackson's going to come over and teach us how to use it. He finally came last night. Mm-hmm. We had a feast.
It was, literally was Thanksgiving.
It was amazing. We didn't even plan for it to be like that good.
No.
But like anything about a potluck though, just like is Thanksgiving or like is a holiday because I mean, it's easy for the host, but also like it feels like the holidays. Mm-hmm. So we've got mac and cheese. We had actually what started this originally was I showed Alicia this movie that's, I'm sure a lot of people listening have seen it. I showed this to you probably like a year ago or so. Uh-huh. I showed her Spirited Away, which if you guys don't know, is a movie by Hayao Miyazaki. Like I would say, I think it's his most popular movie. He's like an incredible Japanese director and he's made like Howl's Moving Castle, Kiki's Delivery Service, Spirited Away. I watched Spirited Away when I was 8 years old because my aunt showed it to me. And thinking about the math, I didn't realize it had been really new at that time.
Oh,
but we were doing the math. I was like, oh my God, I was like 8 years old. It gave me nightmares for actually a decade because I couldn't look up what was going to happen and it was terrifying. No,
what? That's what scarred you.
No Face like really scared me as a kid and rightfully so. It was a scary movie, but.
And spoiler, then she befriends him and I was like, what?
No, but like that's the thing with like Miyazaki movies is it's so much more than like what you see at face value. Yeah. Like it, but I didn't even pick that up till I became an adult. It's like, oh my God, it's like, you know, gluttony with the parents and learning about so many other things. There's so many hidden messages, but I showed it to Alicia last year and please tell them this story.
So I've always heard Rem talk about it like, oh, and in conversations or with other people. And I was like, oh, like we should watch it sometime. And you're like, oh my God, I would love, like we really should. Are you serious? And I was like, yeah, why not? Like I'm down. So, I scratched my neck.
I didn't find this out till yesterday, by the way. Yeah.
So I tell her yesterday, I was like, hey, Ram, like, so the first time that we watched it, 40 minutes in, I'm looking for a horse. And I was like,
where is the damn
I was
horse?
Like, damn, I thought it was the movie Spirit the whole time. So the first time we're watching it, I'm not kidding. And it is a beautiful movie.
No, it's so pretty. And it's the song, just so, the music.
It's just very different if you're expecting a horse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I like my whole time first when I was watching, I was like, where is this going? My face the whole time was just like, it's so interesting, but I can't look away. And like, what is that? And I'm like, what? But I'm intrigued and it's so like, it's so good. But like, I like what, where is the horse? And I never was on my phone for 1 second. Cause the whole 2 hour movie, I'm sitting there and I was just like, I can't look away. There's just like, it's so good. But like, it's so like, that would have given me nightmares like no other. So I'm like, you're like, I grew up with it. I'm like, how?
No, I was terrified. Like, my aunt was like by age, like 14. She was like, shut up. Because anytime I could have be like, you scarred me.
Oh.
She's like, shut up. But I loved hearing, I know exactly what movie you're talking about.
Because I'd never seen it. So I was like, oh, I want to be in on it. Like, I'm down to watch it. So the first time I watched it afterwards, I was like, wow, I wish I was high when I was watching that because that would make this even better.
Yeah.
Like even better.
And so propelled our last night where we were like, let's do this barbecue that we've been talking about for years and let's get high and watch Spirited Away. And so everyone came over, we did a little potluck, we had some delicious lobster and pork belly and all the things. And then we're all like sipping on our cans and oh, everybody said they'll bring a dish and Alicia said that she'll bring dessert. Or rather actually, should I read the group chat?
Yeah.
Let me find it. Yeah. Ash said she's just confirming what time, asking what she should bring. I said, yes, I'm grabbing the lobster. Jackson's saying what he's going to bring. And then Ash just goes, Alicia hasn't answered. Ash just goes, shouldn't Alicia bring sides here with the eyes? And I said, yeah, Alicia, bring dessert. And you said, I got you. I can bring dessert. I guess that was it. That was it. She did say she's going to bring dessert and dessert she did bring.
Well, I was just going to buy dessert.
Yeah.
I was just going to buy it. Which nothing against that, okay? Not all of us are chefs. But Ash and I went to the farmer's market and I saw this pie filling in a jar from our favorite fruit stand.
Yes.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I should get this. Ash was like, wait, you should make it for Remy Singh or whatever. I was like, okay. So I get it. It was peach. It was so good.
So good.
I did a little taste test before, yeah. You know. And then I was thinking, I was like, okay, I
can do it. She ate out of the jar that she was, the communal jar.
The communal jar. Yeah, I didn't double dip. I just took a little nibble. It was just a little nibble. So Ashley's like, oh yeah, do you want me to get a pie crust? And I was like, oh, I thought it was apple, not peach, which you can have peach pie, but I feel like peach cobbler is more the vibe, you know?
Yes.
So she ends up getting a cake mix for it. And that's the recipe we were going to do. So the day of comes yesterday and I was filming all day. So I purposely around 4:30, I was like, hey, Ash, what do I need to do to do this? Cause she said she would help me. She's making her mac and cheese and stuff. And then I'm like, also, I guess I could cook it there because it doesn't take long and it'll be more fresh and whatever. And she was saying, yeah, I think maybe you should cook it there because she was using the oven. So I was like, that's totally fine. So I have I brought my little pie in a jar filling and the cake stuff. So and then she's like, oh, well, don't forget butter. I was like, butter? And she goes, yeah, you need butter. And I was like, oh, well, you didn't tell me I need butter, but like, okay, I got it. So then we go and we go to cook it at your place. And I go, okay, Ashley, like, let's make the dessert.
Well, we're high now also. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let's make the dessert.
We're just like, la, 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 la. We only get high like maybe 4 times a year. But I am just saying, and when Bretman comes back to LA, I will be doing a 420 cooking with Remy. And you will be there too.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just saying that. So please expect that soon because people want more 420 content now.
Oh, shit. Seems to family vlogger 420. Like, what, bro, do I want to go down?
It's legal. It's fine. I know. Continue on. We're a little woo.
Yeah, we're like woo.
And literally like, on our drink. That we have one drink and we're like, bye.
So I get excited for my time to shine because everyone's like, Alicia, what'd you bring? I go, peach cobbler. And it's going to be so good. So Ashley is on your little cloud couch and just so not moving.
Melting.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, Ashley, you said you would help me. Like, I would have made it at home, but you said we would do it here. And she emphasized, I will help you.
Mm-hmm. No, my cheeks are hurting from smiling so hard.
But she wasn't moving. She wasn't budging. And
she was not moving.
She was like, and I was like, you bitch, you said you would help me. I'm like, it's fine. Murph is like, oh, do you need help? I'll help you. And I was like, thanks, Murph. Then I show him the directions. It's so easy. You literally dump the filling in a jar, in a
container.
Container.
Or a, thing, yeah.
Whatever.
Baked dish. Baking dish.
A dish. And then you sprinkle the dry cake powder all over it.
Yes.
Take melted butter. Put the melted butter over it all. Bake it. That's
yeah.
it. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Which I think is called a dump cake. That's what I kept saying last night, but no one was listening
to
me. No,
I heard it, but I was like, Remy,
I think it is a dump cake.
But isn't cobbler just like.
Well, yeah, but cobbler.
Pre-mixed.
Oh, dough. I didn't realize that you were thinking it was a cobbler still the whole time. Yeah. Cobbler, you like make a crumble. Like you should have mixed like softened butter with the flour and then it gets crumbly and like on top. So you made a dump cake. That's what I kept trying to say.
But that's why I was like, no, like some dry spots is fine because crumbles like that. No. Little cobbler moment. It's fine.
It's anyway. Making sense. Okay, continue.
So we're making it. It's so good. Murph's like, I think it needs a little more like butter. And I was like, okay. He's like, not that much.
In your defense too, though, there were no measurements. Like it didn't tell you ingredients or measurements or like bake time. So you were guessing.
I was guessing.
And you were guessing.
And Ashley sends me I was like, she was like, I text you the instructions. I look, it literally said, pour filling, put cake over. Like that was it. I was like, okay.
Melt
like,
butter.
I was like, what do I put the oven to? She's like, I don't know, like a 350 maybe. And then the jar said 375. I was like, I don't know. Anyway, so we put it in the thing. All I hear is, well, we were playing Bananagrams and I definitely forgot. I completely forgot. The timer went off and I knew it was too early. And I was like, don't forget. Completely forgot.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes later, Murph's like, I'm going to check on the cake. And I was like, oh shit. Yeah. Oh my God. Let me know how it is. And then all I hear is like crickets. And then I hear you guys like, shh. And then I hear him go, I think, oh no. Oh no. My cake, my one dessert, the one thing I was supposed to bring. Okay. And then I go and check it. I'm like, it's not that bad. I whip it out and Remy is crying on the floor, literally laughing at me, not with me.
Not with her.
At me. Cause she's like, ah. Like what?
It was there like 3/4 of it was just dry ass white powder on top of this like cake of this peach mixture. And like I understand what you were trying to do, but I kept saying, like, I think you need more butter, like it needs to be like fully wet.
So no one said that. Cause I was like, does that. It you were like dump cake? I'm like, what the fuck is a dump cake? Okay. I don't know.
I said, I think it needs more butter, but no one listened.
Okay, because I, whatever.
Oh.
Our fourth fight. Whatever.
I had to tell you about a fight I got into with Ollie. I have so much to say today. Sorry.
It was really good.
Anyways. Yeah. Well, so there were like dry spots. And so then you started like mixing it up. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to switch it to a brulee.
And then at this point, Remy has the audacity to be like, Ashley's going to be so mad at you. And I was like, this is my cake. It's not Ashley's because she said she was going to help and she didn't anyway. So no, this is my cake. And this is how I want to make it.
You were being so funny. We ended up pulling out the sugar. Well, Murph and Ash were saying like, let's stick it in the broyler. And then you looked at me and you said, do you have your flamethrower? And I said, yes, I do.
Did I say flamethrower?
No, you said the fire thing. And so then we put some sugar on top. We bruleed
that
it.
Shit.
I mean, Forrest is eating it. He's eating good today.
So good.
It was good.
It honestly was a 10 out of 10. 9 out of 10. Okay, let's be real. 9 out of 10.
But we had the giggles because we make each other laugh so hard. No one else was laughing. In the background of the audio, they're just like, wow, what's going on over there?
No, but my favorite part is like, we're filming, so it's all filmed. And like, because you kept being like, this is so, you're being so funny, you need to film this. I was like, yeah, that's too much work. And then you end up doing a vertical thing. And at one point you like go up close to the cake and back up and I look, it's on fire.
Oh, yeah, it's on
fire. Literally was actually it on was, fire.
It was on fire. It was all burnt in some spots. There was sugar in some spots. It was powder in some spots. Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. You never know. You don't know what you're going to get.
You don't know
and that's
gonna
why
get.
You didn't like it.
It was a slice of life cake.
I loved it.
It was, I liked it. I said it was good. I did our fifth fight. Anyways, I guess it was delicious.
Well,
and then you left and I called you, but your phone was on do not disturb, but you left the whole ass dessert in my house. I was like, I didn't want this and I don't want the dish. So I went to call you. It was on do not disturb. So I called Ollie and Ollie was feeling a little like not well. So he was like, hello. And I was like, give the phone to Alicia.
Yeah, I'm like in the car.
And yeah, and he gives the phone over. She's like, hey. I was like, oh my God, hey girl, you left your dessert. And you're like, oh my God, no girl, it's all yours.
No, well also the context of that is because earlier we were talking about how this shouldn't be embarrassing, but you know when you go to a potluck or like a buffet or like a church thing or like some random relatives like graduation and it's like a potluck and you bring your own dishes, like, the like it shouldn't be embarrassing, but when no one like what it's the end of the night, everyone's like saying their goodbyes, and you're like, oh, let me go grab my dish.
I bet it's empty.
I bet it's empty, and there's like one bite out of yours. Like you're like so embarrassed. You're like, oh my God, no one ate mine.
And we were making the joke. Please go to the YouTube video to watch this because it's so good. When it's like, whose dish is this? oh, that's mine.
So Tommy. And literally like that shouldn't be embarrassing, but we were talking about that, so when I left, oh, I think God. More so I was just like, I don't want to put it in a container, like I was like, I don't
I
know.
Mean Forrest was super happy to I have think, it today,
and to be honest, how much was gone?
It's a probably lot. Gonna be gone
it
when I get home.
Really good.
I have to also, we have to end, which I did tell this story to the group and no one was laughing as hard as us. I think it was, you had to be there, but this was the last time we got high yesterday. And then the last time we got high was like probably mid last year. And
the last time you got high.
Oh, do you get high more than I do?
Not often, but more than a year ago.
No, whenever Uran was here last, that's the last time I did, which I think was like a year ago, but let's get munching. That was the last time I did. And we start, not we, I had Alicia and Murph and our best friend Uran over, and we were hanging out and getting high, and I went to the bathroom for a while and I was in there for like 20 minutes or so, maybe 30, and I finally came out and they had made me a full edited video, mm-hmm. and they had their spin on Let's Get Cooking, mm-hmm. and they called it Let's Get Munching,
which honestly 10 out of 10. That's the one thing about me, branding always on point.
So good. And it started with them putting the camera into my chip drawer. It was mm-hmm. before the pantry remodel, so those little baskets. And they'd started the camera in there, and then you hear this, and the camera comes up and they go, let's get munching.
We were little rats.
And I think we should post that on the Pretty Basic Instagram too, the video that you made.
Oh, why are you embarrassed of it?
No.
That's so funny. No, you don't like it?
No, I loved it. Our sixth fight.
Under the sink.
On that note, guys, thanks for watching Pretty Basic.
If you've stayed to the end, I feel like they should comment any blue emoji of their choice because we're kind of twinning today.
I love that idea.
We're both wearing blue.
Very cute.
So yeah, if you made it to the end, we love you so much. And I mean, the season's almost over, but thank you guys so much for, you know,
hanging with us.
There's a few left.
And also, make sure you go check out our Vlogmas, because we're both doing Vlogmas on our vlog channels, Rem Life, Alicia Marie Vlogs. Check it out. And we'll catch you guys next week. Love ya. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.